T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. A huge game three tonight. The Wells Fargo Center. We'll get to some Sixer stuff in a little bit. Phillies today try to go for the split in Cincinnati. Last night was an ugly loss for the Phillies. Sloppy baseball and some Thompson decisions where we'll have a leading off before the game. By the way, Bryce Harper is back, reinstated from the paternity list. Hey. So I didn't see any sort of announcement yet from him or social media or whatever with his family, but congratulations.
He must have knew the team needed him.
Well, yeah, and I think they only get 3 days on the paternity list. So if he wasn't ready today, I think they would have to play a man down. So it's good. Bryce is back from the paternity list. Phillies need a win today. We'll get to leading off in a little bit. All right, let's go to some of the experts out there. And I think these two are particularly interesting. Peter Schrager, Daniel Jeremiah, both very plugged in, both very good. And both have ties to Howie Roseman. Schrager and Roseman have known each other a long time.
Ain't that his frat brother's son?
I think, yeah, they're both maybe frat guys. I remember early in Schrager's career, Howie was on his podcast before he even became on Fox or anything.
I think it's probably his frat brother.
Do either of those guys scream frat to you?
Peter Schrager and Howie Roseman? Not really. But, you know, people in their youth are different than they are when they get older.
Well, it's different. 100%, man. I'm pretty sure their fraternity brothers are a lot different than the ones that I know. But, yeah,
I can see that a little bit different. So we have Schrager's mock, his final mock, and Daniel Jeremiah, of course, who used to be a, you know, scout here with the Eagles. All right, let's go to Schrager first. His final prediction for the Philadelphia Eagles. He has the Eagles trading up to number 16, a swap with the Seattle Seahawks, giving up one of their 2 second-round picks, and drafting Terrion Arnold, cornerback out of Alabama. All right, so Schrager's got them moving up for a corner. Now, Daniel Jeremiah, who we know a couple days ago was saying corner, 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 well, he's changed his mind here. In this mock draft, how about this move up? I think Kyle might just come on the air screaming tomorrow. Daniel Jeremiah's final mock draft. He has the Eagles trading up from 22 to 12 to draft Talese Fuaga, offensive tackle from Oregon State. So one of the insiders says trade up for the corner, Hugh, and then Daniel Jeremiah has now changed his mind and is now going with 22 to 12
the Beavers.
For Fuaga.
Oregon State, that's the,
yeah, Beavers,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a sexy pick, no question about it. To me, it's not. I would rather have somebody that's going to be a pass catcher, a difference maker in that sense. But it would be on brand for what the Eagles usually do.
Totally.
As far as trench work and getting guys that are in the trenches. But that's not going to move the meter for anybody.
Well, you know what? The meter doesn't matter to me. Wins and losses matter to me. This whole thing, I really hope tonight, I know you said this before, Hugh, I hope the Eagles are not making draft picks to get the fan base excited. I hope not.
I mean, there's something to that. But to your point, I mean, I feel like they have enough offensive linemen. And plus, it's funny to me, we talk about how great Coach Stoutland is, which he is, not taking that away from Coach Stoutland and how he can coach folks up and all this other stuff. So if Coach Stoutland's that such a great coach, get him somebody he can work with that's not going to actually necessarily play right now. I would go out and get the corner. If between the two choices that you gave me, if you're not going to go out and get me Brock Bowers with that pick, then I'll take one of the corners.
So I think it's fair to bring up the Stoutland thing. I mean, he's helped make a lot of players better than maybe where they were when they arrived here. I mean, Jordan Mailata is probably the best example. But I look at their depth chart on the offensive line. It's as thin as I can remember it in a very long time. So right now, and unless they draft someone in the first round tonight, it's probably going to stay this way. Mailata, Dickerson, Juergens, Tyler Steen, Lane Johnson from left to right. They're backups, and let's just be real, they're going to have to play. I mean, like, there's no way all five starting linemen are going to stay healthy the entire year. These are the names. Fred Johnson, Matt Hennessy, Lakitis Smith. I don't even know where he came from. I don't know where they signed him this offseason.
I like Hennessy, though.
Sure.
Hennessy's probably going to get a chance to start.
Sure. He might compete with Steen at right guard right away. I see that.
Start.
And then LaRaven Clark. And then Brett Toth as a third stringer. It's as thin as I've ever seen their offensive line, or at least in the last 5 or 6 years, without question. Since the 2017 Super Bowl, this is as thin of an offensive line group as I've seen. All right, Jeremiah was on the corner situation. Now he's flipped to offensive tackle, offensive lineman. Why? Here's Daniel Jeremiah. I believe this was with John Clark on why he made that switch.
Do you still think that Howie is getting after a cornerback in this draft?
So, no. I've changed my mind. So I get the right to do that. I know that they're talking like crazy about moving up. So you're trying to put the puzzle pieces together. And when I looked at the teams that they were calling and who they were trying to get ahead of, those teams, I'm like, these are tackle teams. These are not corner teams. And then so to me, and it's just a theory here, John, not nothing in gospel, but it feels to me like they could go back to the old formula, go with an offensive lineman, go with one that could play right guard as a rookie, and then eventually, you know, when Lane decides to hang it up, that you've got somebody that could take over at right tackle.
That's interesting, Hugh, the way he framed it. So he was talking to the teams the Eagles were calling, and he's like, well, they're calling this team and that team. What kind of teams are those? And in his mind, they're calling teams that are likely to – they're trying to jump over teams that are going to draft an offensive lineman. So he's putting it together that they're trying to get up ahead for their offensive lineman.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. And if that's the case, like I said, that is something that falls into lockstep with what the Eagles are doing. But that's not nothing that moves the meter for me. Now, I understand these are football moves being made, but I think you got to also get the fan base excited about it. To me, exciting pick at that space would be one of those corners that's gonna be there if you're picking at that high in the draft.
215-592-9494. And that's one thing I hope they don't do tonight. I hope they do not try to make everyone excited. We did this a month ago. Didn't they sign a running back? Like the moves to get people excited, that's a short-term quick fix. I need to win football games in September and October. That's what gets people excited.
So now we don't like the Barkley move?
No. But we did this already. We already did one move that was like, everyone's going to get excited about that.
Yeah, maybe people get excited because they're winning moves.
No, I think people get excited for skill players. I mean, that's what you're saying.
Which is what wins you football game in the NFL.
I do not think so.
Difference maker.
No. But yeah, difference makers sometimes, but they have enough of those. We've done this
already.
Get
a depth guard, difference maker.
Depth guard? The guys could – wait on a second. If they draft – if they move from 22 to 12 for an offensive lineman, he's starting.
Oh, okay. Great.
Yeah,
awesome.
Great.
Awesome.
That's not
– he's starting and it'll probably be a great player. That'd be my guess.
That doesn't get me excited. Doesn't get me excited.
You know, you realize, though, like the big plays that Jalen's going to make and the big catches by AJ and the big runs by Barkley, they happen because they block it up.
Oh, my goodness. Get a guy in the second or third.
Well, they don't have a third round pick. They got 2 seconds.
Trade it back. Two guys in the third.
215-592-9494. If the Eagles trade up tonight, corner, O-line, what would you rather trade for? And, of course, your guy. Who's the name? Who's the player you want tonight? Let's go to Tyrone in Middletown. Hey, Tyrone.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good, up, Tyrone. Man? What's up?
Oh, man, draft day, always a great day, man. Looking at the big board, I think the people that are like Joe, you say, I agree with you on the point that I think we should try to get an old lineman only to the extent that I remember last year when I think it was, what's his name, the prospective replacement for Jason Peters went down. When he went down, we had to put in Opetta as the backup, and he struggled mightily, and it was almost like for Jalen, he was that's when he was starting to get fidgety. And I think that we have a lack of depth on the quality depth on the old line. And I figure this guy, I think it's J.C. Mims, that's coming out of Alabama. You have a plethora of offensive tackles that are big, but there are several that are worthy of a first-round pick. And I think that when you look at the draft board, there's so much depth at different positions, including defensive back, that if Quinyon Mitchell did fall, of course, you pick a player like that because he has speed, size, grit, and he can play from his mock-up to he can play man, he can play zone.
Mm-hmm.
He's young, he's tough, he's big, and he's fast. He's 4.33. But you find that we struggled with our offensive line consistently throughout the year. And in previous years, we've always had a problem with quality depth. Whenever you have multiple injuries on the line, it affects the entire offense. And if we can't protect Jalen, I don't care how many receivers we have, which even in the draft, there are a lot of receivers in the draft. This draft, if you look at the top 100 players, they're players that are going to go deep into the second round that we can, with those two picks. That's why I hope Howie falls from tradition and doesn't trade up, because we have holes to fill with depth, not just starters. Our backups, if we want to get to the Super Bowl, I would rather we have a young base, which are flooded by these draft picks that we give away, that we consistently end up not having later in the year, because this year is going to be a grind.
Well, with 17 games, I mean, the depth matters more than ever. I mean, injuries happen. It's just like we look at the starters, and Tyrone, it's a good call. We look at the starters, and we're like, oh, that's good, but you need all those players. It's a long, long season. Tyrone brought up an interesting point there. When he brought up, last year when he's making the point when Jalen started to struggle, when they had the injury to Juergens, what was that, like October-ish?
Yeah, there was questions of whether or not it was because of the protection.
Yes, but he brought up the point that I think is a good one, and he mentioned Sua Opeta started. You know why Sua Opeta started? Because they thought Sua Opeta was better than Tyler Steen. Are we sure Tyler Steen can play? I am not.
I think.
Like, why they didn't put him on the field last year except for a very brief period, even though they had an injury at the position that we're now saying he's going to start at.
I think two things come into play when I think about the reasons why this offensive line struggled last year. Part of the reason why is because I think Jalen was holding the ball in some instances a little bit too long. And when you have an offensive line that you're trying to get up to speed, I mean, it's only so long that they can block. I feel like with the addition of a new offensive coordinator, which we have, Coach Goober, that we're going to be able to get the ball out of our hands a lot quicker. And it's going to take care of some of those offensive deficiencies that you like to point out.
Yeah, I mean, like, I understand that. And the coordinator probably will help. I'm just saying that they have a guy penciling a right guard right now that last year, when they had an injury, they didn't want to put on the field. If you ask me right now, Tyler Steen might be right now their biggest question mark of any starter they have on the depth chart. Like, he might be.
I think a good offensive coordinator does a great job of hiding the deficiencies that they have on the offensive line. A lot of times, quarterbacks help that out too. You know, if you have a guy that probably is not that great pass protector, you do one of two things. You design offenses that get the ball out of the quarterback's hands quick, or you give him a lot of help on the offensive line.
So I agree. I don't want a deficiency on the offensive line. I want zero deficiencies. That's how I think that you win a lot of games.
I'm just glad that this is only a 2-hour show today, because if I have to hear the word depth associated with our first round pick tonight one more time, I'm going to lose it. What are we talking about here?
If they draft an offensive lineman, it's not depth. He's starting.
You don't know that.
Well, you think they're all right, hold on. Think they're going to trade from 22 to 12 for a backup?
He better be a starter.
Well,
I
think the Eagles are way – like, if the Eagles are we're talking about what would be the smart move for the future, building block guy. It's a guy that can eventually slide in at tackle. I think they'll prioritize a guy who is better at playing tackle than playing guard.
I agree.
We could get a guy who's a guard, might be a tackle in a couple years, but
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long.
Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He stinks at guard.
Well, okay, but that, but
I why think not get a guy like you have Tyler Steen and Matt Hennessy? Get another guy in the second round that can compete with them. There's your depth. There's your depth.
I'm not looking for depth. I'm looking for
everyone
an
else.
Answer.
You're talking about offensive linemen. It's depth.
Well, depth matters. How'd they get to
not in the first round?
How'd they win the Super Bowl in 2017? They had depth all over the place. It was the
and where'd they get that? Where'd they get all that depth?
Well,
all the first round, they trade up in the first round to get depth.
Throughout the
get
draft.
Lost.
You know what? Get lost. Howie picking corners is get lost.
You know what?
Shut up. Guy's been here 20 years. He's picked a corner that can play, and you want me to trade up and trade?
They haven't
picks.
Picked a corner in the first round.
Well, they have not. Maybe it's because he knows he can't evaluate him.
Better do better than that. If we gonna give Howie all these accolades,
here
and praise,
we go again.
Man. What do you mean? We go against the truth.
His job is to build the best truth. Team.
And if he has some blind spots, then he needs to work on that. Go get me a corner. If you move way up there, Howie, to get to 15, to 12, to 15, you better get a good damn corner. You better not get an offensive lineman. That doesn't move the meter.
It does. It makes you a better football team.
It doesn't.
This whole meter thing. Playmakers. Fantasy
that's,
football
that's
guys.
That's what we're talking about, a playmaker.
No, I'm trying to win football games. All right, 215-592-9494. Tell you how board. Coming up at 11, my big board, my 10 players that I would love to see in an Eagles uniform between tonight and tomorrow. And, of course, we'll let you hear from a couple of the prospects the Eagles did meet with and what they said about their visit here to Philadelphia. Jeff in Wilmington. Hey, Jeff.
For the love of Tony Mandarich, please do not draft an offensive lineman in the first round.
Oh, that's a great name. Tony Mandarich.
Oh, my God.
Playing against
Joe,
Tony Mandarich. Joe, he was garbage.
This is, you kill me, Joe. So, on one hand, a little while ago, this happened within about a 30-second time frame.
Mm-hmm.
You said that the greatest show on turf won their Super Bowl because of a defensive effort.
No, well, I was responding to a caller who said it's all about offense. I'm like, wait a second, that game wasn't even high scoring.
And then you said every Super Bowl champion had a great offensive line. So I don't know where.
No, you're I said every time the Eagles get there, they have a good offensive line. It's the common denominator of the Eagles. When they're good, they got a good offensive line.
We might have to review the tape.
No, we could
anyway,
do that. Yeah.
Also, you said our offensive line has holes. Well, yeah, when you lose a Hall of Fame center, there is going to be a hole. But I do not want to draft an offensive lineman for depth. Like Kyle said, I think I'm going to blow a head gasket. If I had to do this for a living, what you're doing, I wouldn't make it. I'm telling you right now. Because it makes no sense. What do you need? We have it. The hole in the defense is so big you can't even see it. It's the whole feel. So give me something on defense. Now I know yesterday I said I would trade up for a receiver because that was the topic. That was mainly for show purposes. I would still rather get somebody on defense if I have, especially a cornerback.
So Jeff, I would too. And like, obviously today the idea is they're going to trade up, right? So we're discussing if they trade up. But Jeff, I'm perfectly happy if they stick at 22. Taking a corner, and like I get it, Mitchell and Arnold are probably not going to be there
if
at 22.
They stay there, sure.
Yeah, but I think like I'm thinking if they stay at 22, if they don't trade up, I think there's a more likelihood that they could get a good defensive back there, McKinstry or Wiggins or DeJean, if you think he could play corner. But at offensive line, like the top eight offensive linemen might all be gone by 22.
Okay, but we have the best offensive line coach in the last 10 years, maybe in the last 20 or 30. And you're still worried about the offensive line and the depth on it? That's the part that gets me.
I am a little bit. And Jeff, and we appreciate it. I'll explain. I think we've gone too far with these coaches. Like, under some of the, like, what I hear from some people about the magician at defensive coordinator, okay? And then I got Jeff and I got Kyle over here telling me about Stoutland. Then why even sign any players? Just give them all bad players.
No, but you got to have, like, I think you're missing the point. You got to have, like, I think at everybody at this level, it can play in the NFL. The biggest difference is the level of coaching that they get. Now, some cats, you know, it's easier to coach than others. I give you that. But coaching matters at this level. And I think a great example of that is you talk about Jason Kelce and the fact that he got coached up, and now he's a Hall of Famer. That's why it's one of those things where you have to, in order to be a good GM, in my opinion, you have to be able to find those diamonds in the rough. And I was always told that, a lot of times when you draft offensive linemen, you tend to you tend to get them in free agency more so than you draft them in high. Now, there's some guys that are just, you know, they're just different. You just draft them high. But a lot of times, good coaches then develop offensive linemen and they get paid from another team.
I hear you. I think we're going too far saying, well, we have Vic Fangio, so we don't need to add more defense players. We have Jeff Stoutland, we don't need to add really talented offensive linemen. They're not magicians.
I don't think it's going too far, though, Joe. You know why? Because...
Well, then why even give them anything? Like, what's the line between, they'll figure it out?
I look at it like this. I look at it like, okay, say, for instance, if Vic Fangio was here at the beginning of the season. Now, this defense is still devoid of talent, but I think that there would have been some of the deficiencies that we saw that were lingering on a week-to-week basis, I feel like that wouldn't have been the case.
Probably.
If he'd have been here.
Yeah.
Now, there would have still been some things I think that would have stood out because we were just not as talented in certain spots as we are in others. But I don't think they would look as incompetent as they have looked in the past.
Well, I would agree with that. All right, do we have a little bit of a kind of another subject, conversation going on with this O-line thing?
So it's, just on the subject of drafting an interior offensive lineman, a guy who might play guard and then slide out.
Mm.
I just saw this on Twitter. It was Jason Kelce and Jimmy Kemsky, just quick exchange. So
okay.
Kemsky made the point that if they drafted a guy to play short-term right guard that would eventually succeed Lane Johnson, if he's good, then the conversation is, well, he's really good at right guard. Keep him at right guard.
Kind of like Dickerson.
And then if he's bad, then it's like, why would I want to put this guy at tackle? This guy stinks. Jason Kelce he agreed. He's like, yeah, this is pretty much usually the case.
Dickerson, right?
Yeah.
Isn't this the Dickerson thing?
Yeah.
Did they draft him to be the heir apparent at center? He was so good at left guard. We just left him at left guard.
It just makes it like even more crazy to me that somebody would, like, especially for an offensive guard. If it's a guy who's going to come in and play tackle right away, that's completely different.
Well, we don't have a tackle hole.
Right, we don't have that need. So there's no need for them to do this. And I don't think it's as crazy as you do that a team might want to play and operate to their strengths of knowing what they have good coaches in what areas and what they don't. Like,
I don't think it's crazy.
You can afford a little bit more slack there.
Right, are we going too far with it? Like, you don't need to give him any talent. He'll figure it out.
I'm saying give him a second-round pick. That's plenty of talent.
So, I mean, sometimes we wonder, like, what are the Eagles telling us, right, by the moves they make, the moves they don't make? Tonight's going to tell us a lot, Hugh, about your young Thundercats at corner and Tyler Steen. Because I'll just say it this way. If they don't take a corner in the first round,
they're going to go with the young guys.
Well, they're telling us that Ringo, Isaiah Rogers, like they think they have something maybe more than the eye tells us, right? Like
definitely.
Under the surface, they think somebody's – and I'll say the opposite for the offensive line. If they move up 10 spots for an offensive line, you know what they're telling us? Tyler Steen can't play.
Yeah, basically. That's what it is. I mean, I think that's a fair assessment. I think it's funny to me because we talk about this all the time, how we can assess whether or not we have anything at the corner spot when we haven't seen these young corners play for an extended period of time. I think Keely Ringo, from the short sample size that I've seen, he deserves an opportunity to at least see what he can do. I also feel that way about Eli Ricks. I feel like they at least have an opportunity, or they should be put in a situation where you could at least see what they do. And you know, that's where I'm kind of at with that. As far as the defensive line is concerned, everybody across the board, for the most part, is young. Now, we don't know what we're going to get from the linebacker spot. I wouldn't mind putting another linebacker in that rotation, maybe in the third or fourth round, maybe.
Maybe two, maybe tomorrow
night.
If they keep both those seconds, that could be tomorrow.
Yeah, so we'll see. But, I mean, it's not like I'm devoid of putting some talent on that side of the ball. But I also feel like if we get coached up on that side of the ball, we'll be much better than we were last year.
215-592-9494. Hop in now. Who do you want? Who's your guy for tonight? And if the Eagles trade up, which all the rumors out there say they're trying to trade up here, they don't want to sit at 22. Howie wants to move, wants to go up the draft board. Would you rather trade up for a corner or an offensive lineman? Those are the two spots that everyone seems to think that they are on the move to try to move up for. They currently hold the 22nd pick. Or we'll get to some Sixers here before game three. In the 11 o'clock hour. And on the other side, you're going to hear from two corner prospects the Eagles have talked to about their meetings with the Philadelphia Eagles. And I will unveil my big board. I've got 10 players, and they're all varying. Some probably have to be trade-ups. Some you sit at 22 and take. Some probably are trade-downs. You don't take at 22. But 10 guys I want on the Eagles. I think all these players would be fun if they ended up Philadelphia Eagles. My big board hits you with that next. 215-592-9494. It is how you hop aboard the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. The road to the NBA Finals starts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.